All right, let's go right back to the phones here, and let's go to Tom in Florida, and he's got some questions about juicing. Let's see here. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, Dr. Marshall. Okay. I just love the discussion you gave last week about the pros and cons of juicing, and you told us your history of it. One question was, when you would buy the carrot and celery juice from your supplier, did they mix the juices together, or did they sell them to you separately?
No, they mixed them together, 50-50.
Oh, well, that was my next question. The ratio is a good ratio of 50-50 is the healthiest ratio?
Well, yeah, but if you heard the whole discussion,
yes,
you know that this is a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. Okay.
It's sad because our soil is so bad that we have to eat 53 peaches today to get the vitamin A of one peach from 1950.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the marker. It's why we're being forced to supplement. And what
right.
we really need to do is return to great food. I'm working on getting a piece of land that would be dedicated to helping everybody figure out how to grow that food competitive with the empty harvest we currently receive, okay?
But to maximize the calcium and so forth, you recommend a 50-50 ratio.
If you're going to use that as an
right.
approach,
I
don't think it's as good as using... coral is very
right.
convenient. And
right.
as you
right.
know, if you need minerals and there's any question as to the integrity or health of the kidney, that minerals should not be used. It's better to use carrot and celery juice
right.
or... our greens mix, okay?
But adding celery is better than just having carrot juice straight.
Much, much better.
Yes. Well, I also love the story you told about J.I. Rodale's short movie of the healthy cotton plant brought into a boll weevil field.
Yep.
I have just got to see that movie. Where did you see that?
I was going to try to get that from Prevention magazine, but we saw it at a nutrition meeting that we had many, many years ago. I believe that Carlton Fredericks brought it, but I can't be sure.
Well, I'm going to try to reach the Rodale people, see if they can come up with it and get it on YouTube or something.
That would be fabulous.
I got some friends I've got to share that with, as well as seeing it myself. Thank you for telling us those wonderful stories.
Thank you very much. You know, I've got a couple of years on the chassis, so I can do that. If you do get a copy of that, Tom, why don't you email me over a copy, okay?
Okay,
I'd like to post it. I think it's a real eye-opener.
Yeah,
right,
I'll give it to Dwight.
Great. Take care. Bye now.